Welcome to Inside Secure Investor Relations conference call. I now hand over to Mr. Rémi de Tonnac, CEO of Inside Secure. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. So we are here, Richard Vacher de Tournier, CFO, and myself, to update you on some announcements, significant announcement that we made this morning with the acquisition of ESS, Embedded Security Solution. I hope you have received by now the presentation that's been posted on our website. So we'd like to cover this presentation with you and then address your questions. So going directly to slide three, that is giving the agenda, we'll cover quickly the main terms of the deal, tell you more about Embedded Security Solution, what they do, why it makes sense for us to do such an acquisition, and what are the synergies, and we'll conclude on the strategic implication of this deal. So exact summary in a few bullet points, this acquisition does reinforce Inside Secure position on the global security solution market. It comes immediately with a few synergies linked to the fact that we are talking to the same customers and we have a complementary portfolio of solution. Going forward, we have identified a few synergies in the key business line of Inside, so NFC, mobile, and digital security, that we will cover during this presentation. In terms of figures, key figures, so we'll pay up to $48 million, and this deal is expected to be accretive in 2013. So, next slide, ESS, who is ESS? So, it's a company who has developed over the last 10 years a very strong expertise in the field of encryption and algorithm and the application of this encryption to protect content, to protect communication, point-to-point communication, and to provide a secure device architecture to mobile and connected devices. If we go a little bit in the key area of activity of ESS, as you can see on this little graph, the cell phone is quite big, and indeed the cell phone represents about 50% of the revenue of ESS. What do we sell here? First, content protection, DRM. And here we can move immediately to the next slide to understand how it works, because we are talking about downloadable DRM agent. So let's take the example that is here, and that is in fact a real example of one of the customer of ESS. HBO in the US, as they can see that more and more of their customers or subscribers would like to follow, get the premium content on their tablet or on their iPhone or on their Galaxy, has turned to ESS to provide a solution based on a downloadable DRM application. Therefore, a given customer goes on the Android market or on the App Store to download an app, which is a DRM. Once this application is downloaded, it is installed, and as this customer or subscriber would like to watch some movie or football match or whatever, he has to enter either his account number and PIN code to activate this application, or if he's not a subscriber, he may activate a pay-per-view once at a time usage of the DRM. So you see the beauty of the model, which is that every time someone does download and activate an app, there is an amount of royalties that is being paid to ESS. Second example of a strong revenue stream for ESS, VPN, so protection of communication. We all have now either BlackBerry, iPhone, Android phone, all smartphone, and we stay in close touch with corporate network of the company. We need to protect those communications to avoid that everything goes free on the internet. And here, the solution of ESS is to provide the big OEM, the Samsung, the LG, the Motorola. It is true as well in the world of networking, the big iron player like Cisco, Juniper, but to provide this big OEM with a security toolkit that allows them to implement a VPN solution. So, clear example, AT&T and Verizon are ordering a few millions of Samsung Galaxy S3. They recommend to Samsung to embed in those units that are being shipped to the carrier the secure VPN toolkit of ESS, because they have found that it was the best performing solution on the market, and therefore each time Samsung is shipping Samsung Galaxy S3 to AT&T or to Verizon, ESS is getting as well a few 10 cents of royalties based on the fact that this VPN is being embedded. Third line of business, security hardware IP. In fact, this is the very origin of the ESS group and of the expertise. Initially, about 10 years ago, ESS was mostly selling, and at that time they were part of SafeNet, mostly selling crypto processors. Therefore, chip embedding a secure algorithm functionality. As things are moving, you know that those standalone chips have been more and more embedded into larger chip system on chip, ASIC, and therefore this business has transformed for ESS into providing the code, the RTL code, that is ready for a physical implementation on the given chip to this semiconductor company, and they have a wide offer of all kind of encryption mechanism. It can be very similar to, if you want, kind of a secure element on the chip. This is called HSM, Hardware Security Module, so a security function that is implemented on a bigger chip, an application processor or an ASIC. So, in short, these are the three area and the three main markets for ESS. So we covered the slide on the downloadable DRM. Next slide tells you more about the presence and the customers of ESS. So about 80 people around the world, R&D mostly in Europe. Sales mostly in the US, a bit above 50%, and in Asia, 35% of the revenue coming from Asia. Tier 1 customers, you see on this chart a very big name, Fortune 100 company in each area of the segment that ESS is covering. And given the fact that the business model of ESS has evolved from selling crypto chip to selling IP and then to selling DRM and VPN for which they are getting license and revenue, at the end today, over 80% of the revenue comes from license and from recurring royalties and recurring maintenance fees that are being contracted every year. Next slide. So what does it say for us and for the positioning of the two companies? Well, first point is that this slide just says that we live in a world where we have probably now over 10 billion mobile and connected devices in all field of industry, from networking to secure mobile platforms, cell phone, secure transaction, a field that we know very well, to automotive or energy. One point is clear: all these devices that are connected and communicating wired or wirelessly need security. And this is one of the most important trends that we see today in the field of IT and telecom. How does security, on the next slide, how is security handled on those kind of devices? Basically, you have three big way of looking at it. It can be software only. Example today is this downloadable DRM that we have on the cell phone. So software only with all kind of security procedures that are being implemented, but all software. It can be software that at some point has to go to execute part of the functionality into a hardware, into a chip, or software that goes to look for data, keys that are hidden somewhere in a piece of hardware. Or it can be everything being performed within a chip, all data, all keys, and all calculation being executed within a secure chip that does communicate with the outside world only with one I/O that is severely guarded, if I may say. And here we talk clearly about what is the smart card. It is a transaction industry where everything happens in this single tamper-proof chip. So there is a gradation in terms of security level that that is implemented here, which doesn't mean that the security of a software only is not good. As you know, security must be measured based on the threat that a given application is facing. So if it is good enough, strong enough to prevent hackers, then it is the right solution. But definitely this is how these are positioned. And clearly you can see that ESS is more on the left side, and inside is clearly on the right side of a secure tamper-proof chips. So the next slide is showing in a given device, let's say a cell phone, how the different level of security can be implemented from the level of the chip itself. And here you see more of blue from inside. Although it is not very fair to put it that way, because looking at the business of a secure hardware IP of ESS, we could have put a family of a much broader number of algorithms and implementation, but the fact is that inside is mostly in a semiconductor space, whereas ESS is more on the higher level stack of the embedded software, of the secure middleware, and of the device security framework. More importantly, let's look quickly at some example of the synergies that we have seen as we have been working with ESS during the last few weeks and months. So first, taking the example of the cell phone and looking at the two key applications that ESS has today, how can inside increase the level of security of what ESS is offering today? And this is well illustrated in this application or in this chart, that if you think of DRM, basically what you do when you implement a DRM scheme is that everything that goes from the big server delivering the audio and video content is being encrypted. Therefore, it goes over the air or along the line completely encrypted and hidden. And it is on the phone that it has to be decrypted and released so that people can watch or listen to it. Therefore, it means that you have to hide and share a key on both sides of the equation. And this key on the mobile device is kind of vulnerable. This is exactly the know-how of ESS today, to be able to cut this key, let's say a key that can be 2048 bits, to cut it in 50 or 100 different pieces, to hash it, to scramble it, and to hide it all over the place within the memory of the cell phone. And this is our know-how, to be able to reconcile all of that and get it to work well. Nevertheless, this key is being exposed. Same as the key in the context of a VPN secure communication is exposed as it is available, if I may say, although spread all over the place, available in a device that is by essence not secure. So it is easy to understand that if this key was to be put on our secure elements, as NFC is getting more pervasive, we introduce a much greater level of security in this application, and it is clear that a government-level application, a defense-grade application, obviously, would be willing to implement this kind of solution. It is not something that does exist today, and even less something that is standardized, although there are discussions in that direction, but something that we could implement as we move forward in 2013 and introduce to the market in 2014. And it is easy to understand that we are bringing a greater value proposition when we do such development. So here, this is an example where Inside is kind of helping ESS to increase the value proposition to the market. The other one, on the next slide, slide 12, is showing a bit of the reverse. So as you remember, we are selling a set of components to the smart meter industry to be integrated into reference design. Typically what we are selling is at minimum a secure microcontroller to secure this device that has to be connected on the internet, that can be interoperated at a distance. And sometimes we are selling as well an NFC chip to enable prepayment through an NFC phone or a contactless card. But we stay at the level of the component and the basic security of the system. We don't go higher in the communication layer, and even less into the internet secure communication. Now, the good thing is that one of the development that was made within ESS is a secure SSL software stack. So SSL is what you get to see when you are paying things on the internet from your laptop. It is a relatively heavy protocol to secure all communication going on the internet, and ESS has developed a very compact SSS protocol that is a few 10 kilobytes, and that we could very well put in the software stack, add in the software stack of our component of the reference design that we are providing to our customers. And therefore, as you can see, we can immediately provide those customers now with a one-stop shop offer of an internet secure ready reference design for smart meter or machine-to-machine solution. So here an example of how ESS can enhance our offering in the field of digital security. So with that, we have been covering who is ESS, why we think it is a good fit with our business. And let me pass it to Richard, who will tell you more on the financial of the deal.
Thank you, Rémi. So as a reminder, ESS is generating its revenue in the form of licenses, royalties, and support services. For 2011, for the fiscal year 2011, the business has recorded a US GAAP revenue of $25.3 million for an operating income of $6.3 million. For the first 9 months of 2012, it has generated a revenue of $21.4 million for an operating income of $6.2 million. Gross margin are exceeding the 19% figures thanks to the licensing business model. If we now get down to the transaction itself, transaction considerations would be up to $48 million, broken down in two parts. First, there will be a cash payment of $38 million at closing, subject to a working capital adjustment, and then an additional payment of up to $10 million, also in cash, and subject to completion of certain post-closing transactions. To give you a figure that A few figures putting in relation the revenue and the financial metrics of the business and the purchase price considerations. 48 million corresponds to 1.6 times the last 12 months revenue, and around 5 times last 12 months of operating income. So even though it will have to be proven in the next 1 or 2 years when we have integrated the business, we do feel that it is a good deal for InsideSecure. The transaction is expected to close before the end of this year, subject to certain customary conditions precedent to closing. And given the financial metrics that we have discussed earlier, we believe that this addition to our revenue and operating profits and net profit on an adjusted basis should be accretive as soon as 2013. Remy, can I hand it over to you for wrap-up?
Okay, wrap-up. So as you understood, we believe that obviously this acquisition is very positive for Inside. One, because it provides good synergies with our business, both at product level and at customer level. Second, we believe that the integration will be rather easy of this new entity into Inside. We are not going to disrupt and try to split the organization as is. It will come as a new business line within our business. Third, because it does reinforce our business model. It makes us stronger in the field of secure solution, both for digital security as well as increasing the value that we can put on the secure element. Our business model basically is to add value on and around a semiconductor platform. And last, because as highlighted, it is financially a good deal and it is an accretive one as early as 2013. So with that, let's open the floor to questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Stéphane Houri from Natixis. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. A few questions, if I may. The first one would be to know or to understand why you are taking the risk to spend as much cash, which is a kind of guarantee for you in the current environment. Does it mean that you are confident to be able to transform ESS customers into InsideSecure NFC customers? And also, very close to this question, I would like to understand, if you can help me with that, why the owner, the new owner of the business, wanted to sell while it is pretty nice business with nice margins. And I've got a few more questions. Thank you.
So starting with the second one, why the new owner that we cannot disclose wanted to sell a business that is obviously a good one and profitable one, we cannot comment. You will not be surprised by our answer. You will read certainly lots of good rationale about that from industry analysts, and probably you will be one of them. But on our side, we cannot comment. Regarding the kind of risk level that you consider that we are taking here, well, yes, it is about half of the cash that we have today, but it is not any other day that you get to find this kind of opportunity that does fit so very well the kind of criteria that we had as we were looking for a potential acquisition. It is true that Inside has been perceived as being kind of very, very NFC-centric for obvious reason. And by the way, this deal does reinforce our position on the NFC plus secure element theme. But we are as well a digital security company. And as you know, with a good revenue trail and a good profitability profile, therefore we felt that it was worth the effort, knowing again that this will be a cash generating operation as we enter immediately on Thursday. So these are the basics.
Okay. And could you comment on the kind of growth you expect from this business? Because it looks like when looking at the 2011 and 2012 numbers, there is not too much growth, and the EBIT is staying, I would say, flattish in absolute term. Well, probably it's the 9 months figure, so it's going up. But how do you see? How could you guide us for 2013 consolidation?
So probably too early to give real guidance, but we believe, although you will not find many analysts, industry analysts, covering this space of mobile VPN, downloadable DRM, but we believe that this industry, which is very young and not very mature yet, is probably growing at 20% to 25%. This is at least what we have been able to gather from our due diligence.
Okay. Coming back to cash, could you give us some information about the cash position at the end of September and what you expect for the end of the year, of course, without the acquisition?
Okay. So last time we did report on our financial statements was end of June, and we did report beginning of August. So the cash position was $95.5 million. As of the end of October, not only September, the end of October 2012, we had $103 million in our bank account with no significant debt or no financial debt at all. And we believe that in the last paper that you had written stating that cash consumption for H2 2012 should be very limited, and therefore that a cash level of around 100 million is possible, we do concur with you.
Okay. Thank you. And maybe
meaning that despite the operating losses, we were able to adjust the working capital and capital expenditure level in H2 2012, and therefore keep intact our cash position, $104 million. It does imply as well that we have not started to use any of the proceeds from the IPO at this stage. And you may remember from the IPO that one of the use of proceeds that we had envisioned and communicated about was do some bolt-on acquisition, and especially on the security space with addressing some verticals. So we feel that we are consistent with this strategy.
Okay, and from a reporting standpoint, are you going to create a new unit, or is it going to be split between NFC and digital security?
So to start with, it will be a new reporting segment, not only a reporting segment, but also under the management of the current EVP of the business. So yes, it will be a fourth revenue and operating income stream. And on top of that, we will work on R&D roadmap, synergies, and cross-selling opportunities.
And how much synergies did you identify at this stage in terms of savings, I would say?
So it's a growth deal. It's not a cost deal. It's not a cost deal because this is a carve out of an existing company, and it's a business which is very complementary to ours. So we cannot expect a reduction in cost in terms of sales and marketing and R&D, but we should get some synergies in cost in terms of G&A, because this business will be carved out with limited support function. So we can leverage some cost synergy, some saving here on that front. And except if Remy wants to comment on the revenue side of the synergy, but before closing, I think it's a bit premature to before closing the transaction, it might be a bit premature to guide on that front.
Yeah, as you know, we have identified, and I covered those points, some synergies in terms of roadmap on both sides, mobile NFC and digital security, but it's something that we have entered as a premium, if I may say, in our own projection.
Okay. And maybe a last one, if I may. Are you still talking about a new design win before the end of the year? I'm talking about mobile NFC, or should we be waiting for the Mobile World Congress? And if yes, is it still in Android or?
Well, I will tell you the same as what I answered to you, I believe, last time, which is that yes, since the IPO, we have said that we are confident that we would get some Windows design win that we announced, and as well some Android, but we are not the one who can control the timing of the announcements. So we do confirm the same. I hope it will be before the end of the year. I would be extremely disappointed if it is not before Mobile World Congress.
Or CES in Las Vegas.
Or CES, yes.
Okay, so maybe I'll see you there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stéphane.
We have a question from Jérôme Ramel. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Couple of questions. Just to understand a little bit more the business model of ESS, what kind of royalty rate do you apply? Is it a percentage of what? Of the devices, of the chip, or how does it work exactly? And could you give us a little bit the number of licenses that ESS has today?
So on the number of licenses and licensees that ESS has today, I can say that they have 130 customers. Out of the 130 customers, how many of them are working along this model of license plus royalty? Top of my head, I would say probably 30 or so, but we would have to check exactly the figure. Honestly, I don't have it.
It depends also on the business segment which is addressed. When it's downloadable, DRM, for instance, the revenue model is pay per download. So you get a royalty once it's downloaded on the client, the client part, meaning the mobile device. If it's hardware IP, it's more a license, and there could be some additional royalties. And for all of them, there are complementary services like maintenance fee and porting or customization, but no service rendered which is not strictly connected to a license or royalty deal.
Okay. Who would you say the main competitors?
So they are niche player, in fact. Names that I'm not sure you would have in mind, like Mocana, a company in the US who recently did some fundraising. Discretix, a company in Israel who is as well VC-backed. Then you could say that department within large corporation could be seen as competitors. Take the example of NDS, News Datacom, who is providing the encryption service and solution for BSkyB for the TV world, are competitors. But you don't have a gorilla today in that space, as it is a very young market again.
So just to understand, compared to either your competitors in NFC or even in pay TV, how will you significantly differentiate from themselves because you add all these DRM and VPN function? And is it a way for you maybe to grab more market share with some client who has some content as well as hardware?
Well, versus our competitor in the field of pay TV, well, today this move, as I told you, is happening. So we do not see yet, for example, on the downloadable DRM, any of the very big player, the NDS or the Nagra Kudelski, having a solution. They may well consider coming with our solution or trying to develop in-house something. Regarding our competitor in the NFC space, we intend to provide the kind of solution that we have described, whereby the DRM or VPN is taking advantage of the presence of a secure element to enhance the security that is offered. We intend to open this solution to our competitors here, so that they are free. We don't want to create something that would be proprietary to Inside. This will add a value to the Inside offering from day one, but we don't want to make it locked to the other players, because it would not be for the benefit of for the benefit of the big content provider or the big OEM. On the contrary, I would say we count on this guy to help us broaden the way this technology would be implemented on a competitor solution.
Okay. And have you already talked about the acquisition of ESS before to your clients? And what was the reception of your clients?
Well, we have, I would say, in very hidden words, we have been talking of the kind of direction that we were considering, and it was a positive reaction from our customers, who do understand what we are trying to provide. But again, at that time, we could not expose the name of ESS and the very detail of what they are doing. But it is obvious that they are looking at a company like Inside to provide more value add and to bring some innovation again in the solution that are being offered in the mobile world.
And can we have a rough idea of what's the breakup of the revenue between DRM, VPN, and secure hardware IP?
Roughly, you could say one third.
Okay. And any single client representing more than 10% of revenues?
Probably the largest customer is at 12%, in fact.
And we... You don't disclose the name?
No, and to give you an idea, because it is relatively well spread out, you have to go to the top 20 to reach 70% of the revenue.
Okay. We have no more questions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no more questions.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, thank you very much all. I'm sure we'll have the opportunity to get together in the coming days and weeks and talk further about this. Again, we are very pleased, very happy with this announcement, with this new major step in the development of Inside. And thank you for your attention. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.